I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And we'd love to hear from you tonight at 855-450-3733. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live is the show where you can call and take control of the airwaves. And I want to remind you that if you want to keep up with Free Talk Live and be the first to know when there's an update about the show, get our email updates at news.freetalklive.com. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter and friend us on Facebook on Facebook. And you can get more sort of the during the show. Mark is actually putting out updates to Twitter and Facebook pages.
I'm tweeting away.
So if you want to participate in the conversation with some other listeners in that way, Twitter and Facebook, good place to do it. If you want to get email updates when Free Talk Live gets a new affiliate or has some other news about the show, then check out the email list at news.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, are you ready to take some more calls?
That's my job.
A lot of people waiting very patiently here on the lines. Let's go to Karen in Colorado. Karen, are you with us?
Yes, I am. And first, excuse me, I have a slight case of laryngitis. So,
sorry to hear that.
Hope you get better soon.
Yeah, well, no, thank you. It's not hard. It's just, you know, makes it hard. Not hard to talk, but it's just my voice changes up and down.
Sure thing.
I'd like to go back to, if I could, to the beginning of your show when you were talking about corporations being somewhat on the welfare dough.
Yeah.
I own a small business. I have two partners, and we have three employees.
Okay.
We have a couple of company vehicles. We file the short form. We don't take anything from the government. We give them their blood money. We don't want anything back from them. We have never filed for a government grant or taken state or local funds. We don't want it.
Yeah, I would imagine it comes with a lot of strings attached. That's the other thing. I've actually read a very interesting piece one time about, it was by somebody who owned a medium-sized business, and he was saying, hey, these are five reasons you don't want to take government grants or government stuff, because basically there are strings attached to all of them, and there are hidden costs to taking that money.
Well, let me ask you this. On the short form, I mean, my wife... I don't know whether we fill out the short form. If it is the short form, then she spends 40 hours a year on it, so I tend to think it's not.
The long form is 80.
Whatever it is. I wouldn't know, but we certainly take all the deductions that are applicable to us and in every way that we can, and as a result pay, you know, we don't do too badly. I don't make a great deal of money doing this show. But you know, do you think there's a problem with taking all the deductions that you can take on off the
tax? I don't think she's talking about deductions.
I just want to make sure I understand her.
No, we don't take deductions on our vehicles, our office equipment, or anything else. Now, personally, myself, my partners, yes, we do take our own. We do take the deductions we can on our homes and things like that. But for the company, we don't take anything. We don't
Why?
Want that because we're a high-speed internet service provider.
Uh-huh.
We have the government in our life enough as it is.
Uh-huh, sure.
We don't want them in there any more than they already are.
I gotcha.
Are you scared that if you try to take deductions that they'll audit you or try to claim that you're being fraudulent?
We'd rather just not get into it. We don't know what they might do and what they might
sure.
not do.
They're a frightening organization.
Just don't go there.
They're frightening, no doubt.
Karen, would you like to
plug
your...
The IRS is technically an illegal organization anyway. It was supposed to be disbanded after so many years by Congress,
sure.
but unfortunately they never did.
Nothing says eternity like a government program.
Thank you so much for the call, Karen.
I'm
glad you're out there. That was interesting.
I've heard folks do it. I mean, I don't entirely understand, but you know, it's their business.
You know, I have to respect a business owner who doesn't take government grants because there's so many of them out there. And yes, they do come with strings attached. And I mean, Karen's actually sounded like a pretty principled woman, and she was.
Well,
you know, I think she really was understood that this money is being taken from her by force.
I think that choosing not to take deductions on your your income tax is a choice, and I don't think that it is a moral or immoral choice. It is simply a choice.
Sure. Yeah, I could just...
Well, it's moral because it's not immoral.
Okay, well, what is immoral, it seems very clear to me, is that the government is forcing you, you know, to give them, extracting this money from you.
Immoral is using force or fraud to get what you want. And the government absolutely uses force and in some cases uses fraud.
Sure. Let's go to Ed in Illinois. He's been waiting patiently on the line. Ed, are you with us?
Good evening. Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, back to Mark. And Mark, before we start talking, I'd like to say I don't think you're a coward. So
Thank
we'll
you.
Get that out of the way right off the bat. However, I think you are bad at analogies. And analogy that I think the caller from Tennessee was talking about earlier in terms of whether you're respectful or not respectful of the military kind of carried over into your analogy where you're talking about high-risk civilian occupation.
A lot of people don't like the comparison. A lot of people don't like the comparison between civilian occupations and military occupations.
Right, because they're not the same. Because when a taxi driver goes out on his route in New York City, which is obviously a very dangerous city to drive in, as I've attested to the two or three times I've tried to navigate it.
Then you probably don't die, though, because you don't get up to any kind of highway speeds.
Well, that's true. But there also aren't IEDs along the route either.
Sure.
Which military people, when they're deployed to places like Afghanistan and Iraq, were subject to. So
yep.
In all honesty, to try to compare a civilian occupation that might be hazardous, you left out coal mining, which is also very hazardous.
Yep, it is.
Mm-hmm. There's nobody down in that mine trying to shoot you. Okay?
I understand that.
There's no one down there trying to blow you up.
But what I was trying to – I got it. I see the difference.
Good.
Absolutely. That there are individuals on the other side. And, I guess what I would say in that circumstance is, look, if there was a foreign country that invaded this country and tried to put its mores and rules upon this country, wouldn't you be likely to pick up a gun and fight them?
Well, of course I would, because I joined the military when I was 17 years old back in 1975.
So doesn't that make the people in Afghanistan that are fighting the U.S. military heroes?
From their perspective, absolutely. It depends on what perspective you want to look from.
Okay.
You know, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending upon your perspective, I look at it from our perspective. And Stephanie was asking earlier, well, you know, give me an example of, you know, where, you know, they weren't being given their due respect. Just gave you one, which is a taxi driver is not nearly as dangerous of an occupation as a foot soldier in Iraq or Afghanistan, because there's no one out there trying to kill them.
Well, probably because they're most likely to kill themselves. They're more likely to kill themselves than they are to be killed by the foreigners. And that says something about their job in Afghanistan.
Well, the bottom line is
It's a bad analogy
that you use.
It's not an analogy. It was a comparison. What's that?
They're not comparative, Mark.
It is comparative because a person, and the point I was trying to make is a person takes a job as a taxi driver to make money, and a person takes the job in the military to make money. If the military ceased to offer money and college and all the spiffs that go with it, you probably wouldn't see nearly as many people in the military. What you would see is a militia force that protected this country as opposed to a foreign interventionist force.
Only when it was absolutely
necessary.
Did
what they were told.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're all going to have a military composed of volunteer firemen. This is kind of
90% of the towns in America have volunteer firefighters, don't they?
The bottom line is this: this is where this free talk goes off into the ditch in terms of being realistic about what's going on in the world.
Oh, I'm not saying we're realistic. Wait a second.
Okay, good. Dude. Fantastic.
I'm not claiming for a second that we're realistic. But as long as we're there, will you please rebut the statement? And I'm not making it, I'm only repeating it, that the military is a bunch of paid killers working for liars and thieves.
Oh, I totally agree with the liars and thieves portion.
Well, the liars and
thieves portion. You don't agree with the paid killers portion?
Line is there's never been a military force in history that didn't fight for a wage ever. Name one.
Well, there were okay.
Okay.
The,
Name one.
You don't get to say it three times if I'm going to try to say it.
Okay, please go ahead.
Ones on the militia in Bunker Hill in the Revolutionary War, they were all people, farmers and you know craftsmen that fought for nothing in the Revolutionary War.
Oh, that's not true.
It is.
Sorry, Ed. We got to move on. Thanks for your thoughts tonight. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here.
The Continental Army did take over though.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author, Joyce Meyer.
Is there ever a time when it's right to give your opinion? Well, the answer, of course, is yes. A secure person knows what he believes, but he has no need to tell others unless someone is truly interested. If he's asked for an opinion and finds it met with resistance, he has no need to convince people that he's right. The next acceptable time to speak up is when you sincerely know the person is headed for trouble and you only desire to help him avoid it. A word spoken in due season can be one of the most valuable things in the world, but out of season, it can be very destructive. When your opinion is merely my opinion, it is not very valuable. But if it's based on God's wisdom, it becomes another thing entirely. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
And I want to remind you that if you go to archives.freetalklive.com, actually there's two different ways to get the archives of Free Talk Live, because not only are we a live show, but we actually make all of our shows are recorded and turned into podcasts for you, free to download, free to share with your friends. The most recent 7 days of the show, the archives are right up at the top of the website at freetalklive.com. But if you go to archives.freetalklive.com, you'll actually see MP3 archives of the show going back to late 2006. So it's a ton of audio content there for you. And please go and enjoy it and share it with your friends. And Mark?
Bitcoins, they are an online currency that is peer-to-peer and open source. You can send and receive money without having to pay any fees with Bitcoins, and it makes it really convenient. If you're doing business, you basically can become your own banker. You can secure your Bitcoins in such a manner that you don't need banks in order to secure your money any longer. And, you know, there's been a lot of trouble with banks over the last half a decade or so in this country, and I like the idea of being able to cut them out of my life to some extent. And a great way to store your Bitcoins is blockchain.info, at least some of them. At blockchain.info, I would probably secure the majority of my Bitcoins in a secure place on my computer, and you can go online and find out about that.
Oh, but there's great utility to being able to just create a wallet, Bitcoin wallet, and, you know, some people use them for accepting payments, like they give a unique address to each customer,
right,
so that you know who paid for their stuff. So, yeah, totally useful.
Blockchain.info offers you secure wallets online that they don't have access to. They actually have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. They allow you to send money to people with just email addresses or Facebook friends or anybody's cell phone, so they don't have to have a Bitcoin wallet themselves. And they offer all that for free. You can get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
All right, sounds great. Let's talk to Aaron, listening in Manchester, New Hampshire, on the Amp Lines. Aaron, are you with us?
Good evening, Mark and Stephanie. It's a pleasure to speak to the two of you. I'm calling concerning Jim, who called in earlier, unhappy with the various hosts of Free Talk Live because he felt that you were not giving the military due respect while they're out there fighting for our freedom. Is that correct?
Something
yes.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
The question I have for Jim would be, if the military's out there fighting for our freedom, why is it we're less free now than we were a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago?
That's a great question. I'd like to know the answer to that, too.
You know, I would say the answer to that is that a lot of people in the military believe that they're being what they're being told allows them to fight for our freedoms. However, they're being lied to. And if one can look at the evidence over time, that is, i.e., we are getting less free, and see that you know, what the military is doing is playing into that, because it's just another government bureaucracy, it's the post office and fatigues, then one should come to the conclusion that being in the military doesn't protect freedom.
And I agree with that. My feeling is anybody who thinks they're out there fighting to protect our freedom is quite frankly delusional, and I'm just wondering how much honor and respect I owe to someone who's willing to kill people in the name of a delusion.
Yeah, that's a good question, Aaron, and thank you for your thoughts tonight. Appreciate your call. You know, I don't think you owe anybody respect,
well,
you know, right off the gate, right?
I'm sorry. One truism in this country is that you essentially cannot make a comment about the military without having been in the military, without having added to the problem. You may not address the problem. And, you know, what my statement to that would be is, look, the government demands my money in the form of taxes in order to pay the salaries of the people in the military, so therefore I get an opinion. I get an opinion
sure.
on my employees that I hire. By the way, I have no employees. I mean, you'd be the closest thing I've got to an employee. I share some of the earnings of Free Talk Live in order to get you down here to do the show with me. I have some kind of input on my employees, and therefore I should have input on what the military does. And I don't have any input. All I can do is talk. In the United States of America, we what was at one point the freest country on earth, we still retain the freedom to complain.
Well, according to some people, we don't.
Well, yeah, if you don't like it, you can leave.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing I wanted to...
I respect the Free State Project and you people like in liberty and stuff, but if you don't like it here, leave.
One thing I wanted to say was that, you know, a lot of people who have called tonight have just had basically insults. You know, like when someone has an ad hominem, when they just want to call you a name and they don't have any specific things that you said that were incorrect. You know, they don't have any facts that they bring up that, okay, look, this is a fact. You said this. It doesn't match up. One of us is wrong, right?
Right.
Or they don't say that, oh, your logic is incorrect.
I'd love to talk about facts. That's
sure.
what I really want to talk about. And if a military individual was to call in and, you know, I was to thank them for their service,
nobody would dispute it.
Right. No one would dispute it. Now, one could question, who are you serving? And if you think you're serving the American people, I can rebut that statement. But if you think you're serving politicians in Washington, I don't think it's irrefutable. It's
and by the way,
the majority of the politicians.
We should say that, Mark, you know, you were once of that opinion that, yes, thank you for your service. You're
a
great American.
I did not want to be of this opinion. This is an extraordinarily unpopular opinion where people will call you all kinds of terrible names, everything short of heretic, of the religion of nationalism, everything short of it. I mean, I get called a coward. I was called a coward this evening. I get called, you know, every name in the book for not towing the line that the military is out there protecting our freedoms. I just can't see it's true.
Yeah. I mean, if there are facts that dispute what you had to say, why not bring out those? Why
no,
do you have
because
to...
Because it's easier to call your radio station and complain about it.
Why do they have to call you names, though? I mean, if that argument was so good that the military is indeed protecting our freedom, then why not lay out that argument, you know? Why do you have to... why do they have to insult you, you know? I think they're just upset.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the phones. Let's talk with Logan in Kentucky. Logan, are you with us?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just wondering, since 9/11 had recently passed, I have heard a bunch of things saying that 9/11 is a conspiracy, and I just wanted to know your all's opinions on that.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so this is not an easy question to answer, and this is like talking about the military because I will be inundated with calls.
Oh, yeah, we'll get calls, we'll get emails.
But here's my statement, prepared as it is. None of us know what happened on 9/11. You know, George Bush doesn't know what happened on 9/11. Everybody knows bits and pieces that knows anything, and then you and I know nothing. We know that business basically came to a standstill and the country changed. I don't know if 17 bad Muslim people from Yemen and Saudi Arabia, and that's largely where they came from, bombed, you know, took... got a control of airplanes and flew them into buildings, or whether it's some kind of nasty conspiracy or whatever. But I would say that if it was a conspiracy, it doesn't matter because the 10-year mark has come and gone and nothing's changed in America.
And a lot of significant conspiracies in history that were actually proven, yes, the conspiracy story was right, largely haven't impacted the way that the world is today.
The Gulf of
right?
Tonkin was a conspiracy. People have come out on their deathbed saying that the CIA assassinated JFK.
Kennedy, yeah.
And it hasn't changed the government. Yeah. No one's going to jail.
What I do know, and my opinion is pretty close to yours, Mark's, but what I do know is that what happened on 9/11 was used to justify a lot of things that I really don't like. Loss of liberties, war, huge changes in people's lives that I really disagree with. So I prefer to focus on that. And Logan, if you like, thank you for your call tonight. I guess we answered his question. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to talk to us about 9/11 or something else, 855-450-FREE. Stay tuned. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The show is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is actually live every single night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to freetalklive.com to find out more about that. And while you're there, you can actually see how to watch us doing the show. Instead of just listening, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. There you'll find the studio camera, which sometimes we will wave to.
If you've got extra bandwidth and extra time, I suppose you can go watch us at cam.freetalklive.com.
Well, another thing about that is you can chat with other listeners, so get a little bit of connection there with the Free Talk Live community or a certain segment of it.
BitInstant.com is the way to go about purchasing your Bitcoins. There you can, at BitInstant.com, you can go find more than 750,000 locations around the world. Walmarts, CVSs, 7-Elevens, major banks, and you can figure out how to make your deposits. Dwolla.com, you can actually do it right from your desktop, but how to turn your dollars into Bitcoins. They go there, find where you want to, what organization you want to deposit with, or location, get that number, transfer the money in, whether you have to drive there or do it on your computer, and very quickly, you will receive your Bitcoins. It's likely before you get home if you go someplace. So it's a bitinstant.com.
Yep, very cool service. Mark, let's go right back to the phones. I want to talk with Pat in Virginia. Pat, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you tonight?
Great. Welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I was talking about the military, a little bit about the military there. I live in Norfolk, so I see him leaving this port here,
mm-hmm.
Going out daily. I see planes flying daily. So, I know they're supporting our freedom.
How do you know that because they're flying planes and going out in boats that they're supporting our freedom? I mean, aren't fishermen and airplane pilots going and flying in planes and leaving in boats?
Yeah, that's true, too. But I'm talking, these are military ships and military planes, and I know Obama's got a hand in it, you know?
So Obama's protecting our freedom?
They're going overseas to support our freedom. I believe in that truly.
Well, you would have to believe in it, because it certainly can't be demonstrably shown. So if Obama believes in our freedom, or is, you know, supporting our freedom, why are we not more free than we were, say, 3 years ago?
I really don't know the answer to that, but another caller might.
All right, Pat.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Steve, listening in Seattle. Steve, are you with us?
Hey there. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound great. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So I was in the military for 10 years, and not one single second that I spent in uniform was spent defending the freedom of anybody. Moreover, not a single person that I served with or knew in the military spent one single second in uniform defending the freedom of anybody.
So what does defending the freedom mean? I mean, if you're saying it, you didn't do it, then what would it have looked like if you had?
It would involve the troops marching on Washington, D.C. and arresting politicians.
You did swear an oath to enemies foreign and domestic.
Wow.
And
if one could show that politicians
were enemies of the Constitution, then the military should go and arrest them.
Right, exactly. And like virtually everyone in the military, I had no clue about the politician, or excuse me, about the Constitution when I signed an oath to it. Virtually no one in the military, if you took 1,000 people randomly chosen from among the uniformed active duty personnel and started asking them just any question about the Constitution,
how many provisions are in the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, you know, that kind of thing?
Right, exactly. You know, how was it ratified? What were the arguments of the people who were opposed to ratification, et cetera?
Yeah, but, complex.
Right.
I mean, just somebody who might have read, you know, give me three of the five provisions in the First Amendment in the Bill of Rights. I don't think most people could do that. I think that there was some poll that said that Americans, like 30% of Americans, believe the Constitution enumerated the right to own a pet.
Well, and if they knew that trivia, it wouldn't necessarily make them freedom fighters
either. It's just showing that no one takes the oath with any seriousness.
Right.
Right. Well, one thing that I'd like to say real quick, and I know you probably have the phones might be blowing up right now. I don't know.
They're blowing up.
One thing I'd like to say is that this whole thing, the statism, this belief in the goodness and validity and power of government is a religion. It's a cult, and troop worship is a doctrine of that cult. And if you want proof of this, or not proof is not the right word, evidence would be a better word. Just observe. Just go to any of the troops. You know, forsake the troops. Let's say websites or Facebook pages or whatever, and look at the madness and the anger and the rage of the critics of those pages, and then compare that to the rage that you see when Western cartoonists make images of Muhammad that offends people in the Muslim world. The reactions are identical.
Steve, thank you for sharing.
Exact reactions.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate your call. They have symbols, you know, the flag. They have rituals, the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, put your hand over your heart. You know, they have beliefs that are held without evidence.
You know,
that's faith. That's a religion.
People are told that the military fights for the country, and you know, there's a huge sacrifice on the side of people that whose children go to fight, and the people that went and fought. There's a huge sacrifice, and it would be really mentally difficult to have that sacrifice be for nothing or for the whims of politicians that could have solved problems in far different manners.
I do really feel for them, and that's why I like to talk about it, because I think it's important. You know,
that's why I've asked.
When people are dying and being hurt, like, that deserves some attention, right? And that deserves to really be scrutinized. Like, is this necessary? Is this justified?
I'm sorry, I keep on doing
it. No, that's fine, Mark.
I'm thinking you're done. That's why I've asked, how do I support the troops without supporting their mission? Because I don't know how to do it.
Right. I think I people want to hear you say that. They want to hear you say, yes, I support the troops even if I disagree with the war, right? So, that's a truism.
Yes. What is a truism?
But what does that mean?
I support people, and I want them to be safe, and I want them to not, you know, do bad things to other people.
Yep.
So, to me, the best way to support the troops is for the troops. The only people that can support the troops in the way that I want the troops supported are the troops.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are in control of their lives, and I want them to stop working for these despotic politicians.
You know, just as a follow-up on Steve's call, our board operator Charles says, as a previous military member, I can vouch and say that I didn't join to protect the country. That belief was indoctrinated into me during boot camp.
We have all kinds of callers that have called and said the same things, and obviously they're not going to be all listening at the same time.
Sure.
The opinions that I have and those
callers
have.
But this is not a universally held belief that the troops are protecting our freedom and they can do no wrong, right? I mean, there's some people
universal.
Who are willing to critique.
Argumentum ad populum is, frankly, what that logical fallacy is.
Right.
I could be the only person on the planet that's making this argument, and that wouldn't make it wrong.
Sure.
It would just make it, whatever it is.
Just make it the unusual. All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to Mike in Honolulu. Mike, are you with us?
Hey, Stephanie, Mark, you there?
Yes. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I was in the Marines for 5 years.
Okay.
And when I joined, I was one of the people who believed I was, serving my country, fighting for freedom, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
During my service, I became a libertarian, and through that process, eventually an anti-statist, basically a free market anarchist.
Sure.
Anarchists are people who dress in black and throw Molotov cocktails.
He said anti-statist.
If you want to look at it from the statist perspective, well, let's look at congressional approval ratings. Let's look at presidential approval ratings.
By the way, a statist, for people who are listening who don't know what that means, I would say it's somebody who supports and endorses the state, right? Would you say that's accurate?
Oh, yeah, that's good call, Sam.
So
the people who say, you need to support the troops, well, the troops, they do serve these politicians. They do serve the president. They in fact, they even support the corporations that get them elected. And so if the approval rating of these politicians, presidents, and corporations is so low, how do you justify, supporting your son, your brother, your relative going into the military?
Indeed. Mike, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Kerry Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
You can call us tonight at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450, the word free, spelling out free, the word. And by the way, I want to remind you that you can help out Free Talk Live really easily by just simply going to our affiliate link, which is shop.freetalklive.com. There you'll find some different places that you can shop. And if you enter through Free Talk Live's portal, for instance, like Amazon, you can buy the things that you normally buy. And Free Talk Live will get a small referral fee without affecting your purchase price at all. So everything's the same, just Free Talk Live gets a little cut, and then it adds up over time and helps out the show. So we really appreciate that. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, Mark. We've been loaded up with calls all night. I love shows like this because there's so many participating people. Let's go to Justin listening in North Port, Florida. Justin, are you with us?
Yeah. So I want to change the topic, but before I do, I wanted to touch on kind of what's going on tonight with people seemingly so brainwashed with the military.
It's hard when you live in a society where nobody is ever presenting an alternative point of view to the military keeps us free, they're great, they can do no wrong. I mean, when you're surrounded by people and nobody's questioning that, it can be hard to free your mind, I guess.
Not to mention the fact that the United States or the government schools don't teach a course called critical thinking.
No.
Right, and this is basically what I called last night to talk about how people around me make me feel like I'm insane because I haven't moved to the Free State Project yet. And a good example of that is I'm currently in school finishing my bachelor's degree, and you can argue that when you argue about the military, it's somewhat intangible, so that's why people can make these vague arguments. But
they're defending our freedoms.
Right. But in school, I talk to a lot of people that agree that we're getting a terrible education, we're being treated like crap, and yet we still pay a couple thousand dollars a semester for it. And yet when it seems like every semester I have an issue with a professor who I feel is treating me disrespectfully and that I feel should be working for me. And when I talk to the other students about it and try to get them on my side, the answer is always,
well, you know, just go along with it. Just do what he said.
Well, that is to a certain extent another sacred cow, which is that the more education you can get, the better. It doesn't matter how much it costs. It doesn't matter what your experience of it is like. Just, you know, get as much education as you can, and that's your ticket to success. When maybe
because
that's...
Because it's not actually education that's the ticket to success. It's the degree. And that's all anybody's there for. You can get the education for free. You can go online and learn whatever it is that they're teaching you there. It's the degree that people are buying.
You think, Justin, maybe like the your peers, like the students around you, like the cost to them of admitting that maybe they're overpaying for an education that's not really educating them, frankly, is just too high for them to admit that to themselves, and so they just don't want to even think about it. Do you think that could be possible?
I think that's very possible. I mean, since when I first started school, I was able to tell myself, yeah, it's expensive, it's not fun. I hate school. You know, I mean, I love learning, but I hate the lecture environment. But I was able to tell myself for a long time, it'll be worth it in the end. Well, I'm almost done. It's taken me 7 years now to get my bachelor's, but I'm finally almost done. And I can honestly say that it's been, I believe, the biggest waste of time and money in my entire life so far.
What are you going for a degree, degree in?
Mechanical engineering.
Wow. And that's one of the ones
that won't be a waste of time because that's one of the few degrees that you can actually use to do what it is that you're going for.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Unfortunately, they just, at least in the school I'm in, admittedly, there's other schools. There could be better schools out there. The school that I go to, you learn nothing but theory. And I've had professors actually tell me, don't try to apply this in the real world because it's just theory.
And wow. So that's interesting. You wonder what college would be like if they were a lot more responsive to the students. And Justin, good luck. I thank you for the call tonight. I hope everything works out. Maybe he can, you know, maybe he can do some mechanical engineering on his own. Have his little workshop or something like that. Build some things that maybe people could use. So let's go to Eric next in Missouri. Eric, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I would like to voice an opinion on our soldiers fighting for our freedom.
Okay. Sure.
I believe that those who have a lot of the veterans have fought in Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and for those that are fighting in the war that we're in now, I believe they are fighting for money and power and oil for our government. But if they were to be fighting for our freedom, then the war would be on our own, on our soil, against us and our enemies, or us against our own government.
Awfully an offensive kind of
You're never gonna. If the war is on our is on this soil, winning against the government is going to be at a terrible cost. You know, governments really can't. You can do more. A group of people could do more against the government by simply refusing to pay taxes than they could by picking up arms and going and fighting.
Oh, I agree so much with you. Oh, yes.
And,
I thank you for saying that.
But when it comes to the foreign wars and that sort of thing, you know, Smedley Butler, the 2-time Medal of Honor winning major general who wrote the book War is a Racket, claimed that all he was a high powered hitman working for Standard Oil and listed off a bunch of other companies, but basically said that essentially the military industrial complex, who Eisenhower warned us about, I don't know how many more generals I'm going to have to quote here in order to get this message across to the jingoists. But, Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex, and Smedley Butler basically pointed out that the military-industrial complex owns the military, owns Washington, D.C. It doesn't own the military. It owns Washington, D.C., and the military just follows what Washington, D.C. says because they are told essentially never to question orders. So there you go.
Sure. Eric, any final thoughts?
Well, I have relatives, cousins that have fought in Desert Storm, and I have a cousin that's fighting across seas right now. You know, I thank you for what you've said, and I agree with you totally 100%. And thank you for taking my call.
Thanks so much, Eric. Nice to hear from you. And, of course, if you want to call us with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go.
I think Americans are just sick of their children being thrown away on these stupid wars that have no point.
I would be. If I had any children, sure. Anyway.
When I was that age, I was ready to sign up for the military. I just don't think that, you know, they have the wisdom and the sort of current events knowledge.
You know, I will tell this story even though I'm embarrassed of it. I considered briefly signing up for, I think it was the National Guard when I was about 16 years old. And you know the reason? Because I was overweight and I thought it would force me to get into shape.
It's probably another reason that people do. Yeah.
It's a terrible reason to sign your life away, essentially.
Well, you don't have that many options at 18 years old. I mean, what,
yeah.
I
was
at a government
16,
school. But you're not trained to do anything there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a general education, and a general education is essentially nothing. What are you going to do? You know, where are you going to go? You don't want to go to college and pay for that because, you know, most people that go to college don't use their degree for anything. What are you supposed to do? Where are you supposed to go? The uniform for McDonald's isn't nearly as universally respected as the uniform for the Marines.
Sure. Well, and people claim it gives you discipline and a direction in life. And really, how about doing some introspection?
Most
how about trying a couple of different jobs?
Most
and
of that
what you
direction
like?
Seems to be getting the hell out of the military. The vast majority of the people that go into it get out of it in their first opportunity.
Right.
Is that the direction they're talking about?
Yeah, it must be. Let's see what David, listening in Keene, New Hampshire, thinks. David, are you here?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
I was going to say something about the troops or whatever that. Anyway, I was going to say that to an extent I have respect for the troops because many, I think there are many that go in. I mean, I personally think they get duped by a lot of things, but I think many go in and they think they're protecting us.
Oh, I think that's
how
true.
How can anybody not honor? I honor that. I believe my job is to like disabuse them of that to some extent if I can, if it's at all possible. But
yeah. Yeah, I would say I have respect for them because they're human beings, right? I can relate to them, and thank you for the call, David.
Thanks.
I respect them as human beings, but I have a serious disagreement with their choice of career.
The attention that they have, intention that they have by going in and protecting freedoms and all that stuff and getting paid for it and getting a cool uniform and getting their college paid for.
Unfortunately, that's not usually how it works out. And this is Free Talk Live. We'll be back in Hour 3 coming up here in a moment. Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.